If it's October, which it is, then it must be ADHD Awareness Month, which it is. And if it's ADHD Awareness Month, it must be time for TED Talks from Ada. They're kind of like TED Talks, but shorter, snappier, ADHD friendly, if you will. And this year, they're all about executive function. You know, that front part of our ADHD brains that helps us plan and prioritize, remember what we're doing, following through, or not. So here's your chance to hear from 31 different experts. It's just another way Ada supports adults with ADHD. Let's listen in.
Hello, and welcome to TED Talks with Ada. I'm Caroline McGuire, and I'm coming to you from Concord, Mass. Today, Ada has invited me to share my thoughts about ADHD, lagging executive function skills, and the social hangover. Steps to ensure you do not feel lonely and isolated anymore. So over the years, I have definitely struggled with executive function skills. And I've developed a framework that not only keeps me organized, but it also makes socializing much easier. This framework is simple and has helped hundreds of people. Do you have ADHD and you often get a social hangover? This is when you say too much, you overreact maybe, you have a tone that's a little too ferocious. When you say something, maybe you're too blunt and you take down everyone in your path, or you stay silent when you wish you could have been in the cocoon and then you miss critical pieces of the conversation, or you feel odd and awkward and kind of on the sidelines. And then afterwards, you worry and ruminate about it and wonder how you got there. So all of this is because of executive function. Executive function is the management system of the brain. It's not one piece of the brain. It's an umbrella term, a term that represents different processes in the brain that come together and produce things like attention, self-management, emotional regulation, self-regulation, organization, and working memory. And every social behavior is underlied by executive functions. So the good news is that executive function can be developed even later in life. There's no clock on that. Anyone who is able to put their attention on working to develop executive functions can do so. And having one area of weakness does not mean all areas are weak. That's the wonderful and baffling thing about executive functions. You can also have tremendous strengths. We all do with ADHD. Something only you can do, some strength that also can help you avoid that social hangover. So here's a definition of executive function to think about that I got from Michelle Garcia Winner, who's a famous social skills coach in the autism space, when I interviewed her on Attention Talk Radio. Think of this definition of executive function: to have a goal, to think how to achieve that goal, to create an action plan to the goal, to self-regulate behaviors and emotions to carry out the goal. Now, let's translate that into daily life. A goal can be anything: to respond to a text, to be more centered, to pay attention to people's body language. Those are all goals. Then the tricky part: if we want to get to the goal, then we have to have a plan. And while we try to carry out this plan, we have to manage our emotions and behavior. I know, not easy. It's not easy to do. And often we hold ourselves to a standard that is just too high. We ask ourselves to be 100%. There is no 100%. The more we try and practice, the more we have small successes, big successes, small wins, doesn't matter. The more we know ourselves and our brains, this is the funny thing. In order to read people more, we need to start by reading ourselves. And we need to start by knowing ourselves better. And that's where these suggestions I have come in. Find out what you need to be social and have a kind of pregame where you think about what allows you to be social. Here's what I've learned I need: hydration, sleep, someone I know at the event or I get overwhelmed. I need to feel okay and in a good mood, not too vulnerable, not too triggered, not upset by anything. Or then I need to do things to help myself and my mood before I go out or before I'm social. I need to play mental games with myself. This is all related to executive function because I get bored. And if I'm bored, then I don't tend to pay attention and I don't tend to tune in. And I have to have more positive self-talk. What I don't want to be social or what I have to cope with are things like being too stimulated, being bored, crowds. Now you, find out what you want and notice how you feel. What is it that you need for your pregame? 2, have a place to shine, a place where your strengths can be applied to being social, but also where you feel good about you before you're social. Strengths that people have with ADHD that can be applied to socialization are attention to detail, compassion, bravery, exuberance, deep focus, might make us focused on people and their needs, which might be a good thing socially. Creativity. We are often exuberant and zesty. But because we crave stimulation, we might be too exuberant. But we can ultimately learn how to pause and manage things and use our strengths so that our zestiness, our fun, our unique traits come through. Use your strengths, and those will allow you to feel more confident, more centered. The next is micro connections. Rather than telling yourself to have some big sweeping connection, some big thing that you do, walking across a room to total strangers, what about having 3 small connections a day, 3 things that you do that are social? Those provide oxytocin, which is the love chemical, which makes us trust more, makes us pay attention to social cues more, and makes us feel connected. So something like saying hello, chatting with someone at church, allowing yourself to chat a little longer by the mailbox with your neighbor. Those are all small connections, but they're wins. So instead of saying that you have to have big social sweeping changes, allow yourself small changes as you're on this path and this journey. Speak to yourself with compassion. Self-talk is key, and often our self-talk is really negative. Try taking a bird's eye view of a situation with negative self-talk. Everything in your path becomes negative. Try to reframe your self-talk. You're doing the best you can. You're making an effort. You're building and growing. Part of personal growth and change can be supported by a circle of support so you don't feel as alone. And speak to yourself with compassion. We all do our best every day. My last tip is this: build skills. Whatever the root cause of the social hangover, we all need to build skills. Sometimes we didn't have great social models. Sometimes this can feel daunting. But if we build skills like chit-chat, making connections, reaching out, being more centered, we will have greater social connections and it will all be worth it. But this should be your journey, what you want, what makes you happy. There is no one root cause for the social hangover. For some of us, it's self-regulation. For some, it's anxiety. Sometimes it's that our amygdala gets hijacked. All of these come from executive function. Connection is the core of life. To be social with ADHD, we need to set things up for our best selves in order to prevent that social hangover. We need to feel better about ourselves and remember to be kinder to ourselves. I'm glad you joined me today for Ada's TAD Talk about executive function skills and the social hangover. I'm Caroline McGuire, executive function and social skills coach. Thank you for having me.
Hey, congrats, you did it. Listen to the entire TAD Talk. And if you think this is great info, there's even more at the 2022 International ADHD Conference. It's a hybrid conference that happens November 16th through the 19th, live in Dallas, Texas, simulcast on the web as a virtual event. Find out more at ADDA, that's ADD.org, where you can catch ADHD webinars, join peer support groups, and get ADHD classes. It's truly priceless, but membership costs less than $8 a month. Okay, enough of the chatter. We'll see you tomorrow with more executive function information.